This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's 662 Help.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce on a Wednesday morning as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, where it's going to be kind of foggy by morning. And in my Moss Nissan Studio 2, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the Westwood One XDS satellite streaming. Now, I want to give a special shout-out, as always, to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too. Plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working out on the Third Watch tonight, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the snowplow drivers, where it's snowing again tonight in some areas, I'll get to that, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Thank you very, very, very much. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Facebook, or the website for us, listen to me, the website for us, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had us a little debate last night, and they were over in Des Moines, Iowa, six of the Democratic candidates. And the big story coming out of that, I suppose, is Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, because they had a little bit of a clash back and forth. And Bernie is saying that what Elizabeth is selling about what she said he said is not true.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think at the end of the debate, when all the candidates sort of shake each other's hands and look like they're sort of talking about stuff, she would not shake Bernie Sanders' hand, from what we can tell. And then the two seem to get into a little bit of a discussion. And so, yes, this is ongoing. But, of course, what that does is that's actually a political trap they're falling into, because that's becoming the story now and not anything of whatever they might have talked about. But, of course, you're right. He's saying that the exchange never happened.
Well, Elizabeth Warren is trying to get any kind of attention she can because she's losing support, and she's not having the fundraising luck that the other people have around her. And I think that that's what this is all about. That's just my theory, and I could be wrong.
Well, you know, she is trying to get traction. You know, she had gone up in the polls, a few months ago and seemed to be on the rise, but she seemed to hit a peak and now is sort of going down. But one of the things about Elizabeth Warren, is that it's her talking about the Medicare for all these kinds of things that people just sort of found untenable, undoable, and that's what's contributing to her, the idea of her not being electable. It has nothing to do with her being a woman.
All right. Well, then you had something else that's going on here, and that is Senator Ted Cruz was in the news yesterday talking about impeachment, talking about the case coming to the Senate, and this is what he said.
And so the end of this process will be an acquittal, and I think that's probably in about a couple of weeks.
So you're not answering the question yet on dismissal, and perhaps you do over time. Would you favor witnesses in a Senate trial as of today, yes or no?
All right, well, Bill, let me make sure I've answered the question on dismissal. Mm-hmm. I think the outcome of this case will not be dismissal. It will be an acquittal. Those are different outcomes. Dismissal throws the case out without reaching a verdict. We're going to reach a verdict, and the verdict is going to be acquittal. The verdict is going to be not guilty because, on the face of it, the articles of impeachment don't meet the constitutional standard. That is a much better outcome for the president to be acquitted of these charges than simply a dismissal.
Okay, clarification.
So I want to make sure I've answered that question.
Now, there you go, Kyle, and that's Senator Ted Cruz, a constitutional lawyer in his own right, and I think he's probably correct in that, because if you're acquitted of something, then the other side can't run around and go, well, we found you guilty of this, found you. No, you're not guilty of anything. You were acquitted.
Well, exactly right. And let's just say there are no witnesses, just for sake of argument. The Democrats and the far left and many in the media will still say, well, but for only if we could have heard from these witnesses and this kind of stuff, and they wouldn't do it. And so you'd still have some modicum of that, but you're right. Having an actual outcome is much better than simply just getting a dismissal. Although, that being said, this is such a flimsy thing. It's completely, no pun intended, trumped up. I think the American people are ready to be done with this, Captain. They want the business of government to do the business of government, and not these partisan attacks.
Well, according to Hogan Gidley, the deputy press director, he says the White House may invoke executive privilege. I get it. I understand that. And Trump's fate really does rest with Senator Mitch McConnell in the impeachment trial and what he decides to do, because the final decision will be made by him. He is the Senate Majority Leader.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, Mitch McConnell, I think, has telegraphed on many occasions that he's not going to allow this to be some kind of a weird circus or anything like that. I think that the Senate, generally speaking, is not going to fall into the same kind of thing that we've seen happen in the House. And also, the Senate doesn't want to be told what to do by the House. But Nancy Pelosi and others, they're right.
It's not the House's place to tell the Senate about anything. The House is done now. That's it. Be quiet, sit down, shut up.
Well, exactly. Except, though, now we're hearing the new bombshell. There's going to be new evidence that's going to be sent over.
We'll get into that when we come back, because I know something about the new evidence. And, folks, I will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to opine, get involved in this conversation, our good friend Kathy Curtis is going to tell you how to do that. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You want to find out more? Here's a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, let me tell you something. If you're suffering from any kind of pain, let's start with the back pain because that's always a problem. I've got it because I've got some disc fused in my spine. If you've got back pain, arthritis pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, whatever kind of pain, then Relief Factor is what you need to have. Now, muscle aches, pain, general pain altogether, try the 3-week quick start, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, because it'll work for you. Work for me, work for a lot of other people, work for you too. And keep in mind that all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and go over there, sign up for the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and try that. And when you try it, see what it does for you. Follow the directions. Don't try to shortchange it. Take it just exactly the way it says to do it. And I know people that have had almost immediate results in a day or two or three, and they go, my God, this stuff works. Well, yeah, it sure does. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, want to talk about a couple of other things going on here. First of all, the creepy porn lawyer, Avi Avenatti, how do you like that for a name?
Yeah.
Okay. Avi Avenatti got arrested by the feds again as he came out of a courthouse on a break. What's this all about?
Well, Captain, that's right. Attorney Michael Avenatti of Stormy Daniels fame. That's why Tucker Carlson put the moniker Creepy Porn Lawyer on to him. He was arrested by IRS agents, we understand, Tuesday evening, and that was during a break at a hearing that was going on in Los Angeles that had at issue the fact that he had tried to scam a client out of some $840,000. So evidently, he was arrested by the IRS agents, and he is facing, I think, fraud and tax problems and these kinds of things.
Wow. And then, of course, the other thing, the other big news that came out last night was the filing of papers by Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, his attorney, to withdraw the guilty plea for him lying to the FBI, because there are two FBI agents who have written, they've signed under perjury documents stating that they believe that Lieutenant General Flynn told them the truth about what he had to say, and they believe that he was truthful, and this is going to be submitted to the judge. And that, just that evidence alone, according to Greg Jarrett on Fox News last night on a panel I was watching, should get him released and the charges dropped.
Well, exactly, and that's where this would likely go. But, and of course, what we saw during the whole Flynn affair essentially is that, you know, they knew that he was not a co-conspirator, but yet they seemed to press him on that. They knew that he wasn't. They knew that he hadn't done anything,
right.
And they tried to get something out of it. And I recall that entire time when we talked about the idea that they were really squeezing him, not just to sing, but maybe to compose.
Well, let me just explain to the people what I know is going on from the inferences that I've had with various guests on the program, including his former chief of staff, Colonel Jim, who, by the way, is going to be on the program in hour number four, and we are going to talk about this. John Brennan, CIA director, and Lieutenant General Flynn, when he was the DNI director, that's the Defense National, whatever it is over there, he and Brennan did not get along. They did not like each other. They did not respect each other. And this was kind of a payback thing. We all believe this was kind of a payback thing against the general when they indirectly set him up and entrapped him into doing what they did. And he and Comey, Brennan and Comey, orchestrated this whole thing. And I believe that can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And once it is, look out, Brennan. Look out, Comey. You got some big stuff coming at you.
That's right. It's taking time, but I think the truth's going to come out in this. And of course, what we've seen here is a person whose life is ruined. He had to sell his house, as I recall, to pay the legal bills and so forth. This was a very, very devastating thing.
Well, he'll never pay anything back unless he gets a movie deal and something else, which I'm sure he will. But Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was definitely set up by Brennan and Comey and company, and they did a number on him. Now, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll tell you how you can hear his fine show, too, when we get done here. Now, you talked about, and we didn't elaborate on it, that the House Dems are rallying right now going, oh, we have more information, new information about the Ukraine, and we have documents from Rudy Giuliani's associate, and all this, we're going to submit it with the Senate thing, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what it is that they're submitting? Have you seen the evidence?
Yeah, it's something one of Rudy Giuliani's people that is connected to him, and it's some kind of note or something.
It's the notes that he wrote down, the rough drafts of the notes that they got their hands on somehow, some way, and they're going to say, well, look at this, but I can write down notes for directions to go somewhere, and suppose I got the wrong directions.
Right.
So what good are the notes?
Well, but see, it's this idea that it's like, you know, the House has already concluded their case. Presumably their
That's
case
right.
was so strong. I mean, if you listen to Nancy Pelosi or Shifty Schiff or any of these people, this was so strong. I mean, they could remove the president tomorrow if they had to, kind of thing. But now they're tacking all this on, and really, that's actually rather tacky is what they're doing.
Yeah, and the other thing that surfaced yesterday was Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, came out and said the tariffs on China will remain for the time being until phase number two of the trade deal is released or reached.
Well, right, and I think this is classic Trump. He wants to get a good deal, but at the same time, I think he understands you have to keep the pressure up to a great degree, especially in dealing with China in this respect. And China's position, while China is obviously very strong and has a great influence, its position is not quite as good as they probably would like people to think that it is, and President Trump knows that.
Did you see the Project Veritas, they're calling it the Bernie Bro video?
Oh, yeah. This is
That is really something, and that's Bernie Sanders. I forget what they call him. He was some sort of director, field director.
Field
was
organizer.
It?
Yeah, field okay. organizer. Yeah, this is really, really scary and creepy stuff. This is the kind of thing, Captain, that people should really hear because it shows exactly what people of this ilk believe that they will do if they ever get real power. The guy talked about gulags, praised the idea of gulags, the Soviet gulags, talked about how there were re-education facilities, basically. They paid a living wage. I don't know where they get this stuff, but he actually believes, Captain, and this is from the person that said this, that somehow the Trump supporters are like Nazis, and they have to be, quote, denazified.
Yeah, and I want to say good morning to some guys in the chat room chiming in. We got Wally in there. We got Al in Nebraska in there. We got Eric and Seminole in there. And, Eric, we're going to get to the thing that you just pointed out to me. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. And the other thing is the situation that we talk about when we talk about the Democrats and the Republicans and this, that, and the other, there's something brewing right now with the DNC, the chair. Tom Perez says that he can't change the rules just because the minority candidates want it changed to help them out.
Well, exactly. I mean, people go out and vote for who they like and what they hear the candidates say and so forth. And so it's quite interesting. Yeah, he's sort of throwing it on the voters, like somehow the voters are doing something wrong or something like that. But honestly, I mean, this is what our democracy is all about. People get to make a case, and hopefully all of that transcends whether if gender they are or what racial background they have. That's all supposed to be transcended. We're supposed to be talking about ideas.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Hunter Biden and Shifty Shift and what he had to say about Hunter Biden being non-relevant, and he really isn't on the list of witnesses that they want to call in the Senate. Yes, of course he's not, but yet they want to call John Bolton. Well, here's the deal, Dems. You want to call Bolton? We call Hunter Biden.
Right.
All right, stay there. Stay right there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along here. Segment number three coming up with Kyle. And when we come back, have you heard about Virginia? Have you heard about the big backlash going on there with the Senate now, the Virginia legislature backing down on going after guns? Well, they are. They're not going to go after AR-15s. And we'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
six Democratic White House hopefuls are debating in Iowa. After recent tensions with Iran, they were asked, which of you is best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Senator Bernie Sanders.
I am able to work with Republicans. I am able to bring people together to try to create a world where we solve conflicts over the negotiating table, not through military efforts.
Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I think right now what we should be talking about, though, Wolf, is what is happening right now with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is taking us pell-mell toward another war. We have a very important resolution. We just found out today that four Republicans are joining Democrats to go to him and say you must have an authorization of military force if you're going to go to war with Iran.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Joe Biden, 15. You're down to 4. It's Bernie's Race to Lose.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930 The Answer.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and a special shout out to Mel, who just chimed in, said good morning up there in Saratoga Springs. Hello to Don up there in Hudson, and hello to Drew. Drew, you didn't tell me where you're at, so I can't tell anybody where you're at. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They currently insure 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and they save me money every year. Being a safe driver, I get a nice little discount, and I get a nice little bundle price because they've got their homeowners insurance, or I got my homeowners insurance with them as well. So to find out more about Geico, go to the website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, type in your zip code, and you'll have a couple of options there. Number one is to get a quote on the vehicle or that you've got or homeowners or whatnot, renter's insurance, too. You can get that over there. And you can also find out where your local agent is and get the phone number and address and all that stuff and go see them if that's what you want to do. But they certainly will give you a rate for the car or the truck that you're driving. They can also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, snowmobile, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And if you do get your homeowners or your renters insurance along with your car insurance, they'll give you a bundle rate, and you save even more money. So Check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about this huge backlash that's now emerging in Virginia over the legislature trying to pass legislation to come and confiscate AR-15s, assault rifles, because that was where they were headed, was to pass the assault rifle ban and then to legislate in that the police or the National Guard, as the case might be, could come to people's houses and confiscate their AR-15s. Because of the huge backlash coming from the gun community in Virginia, Virginia has now backed off that.
That's right. And there are other bills, though, of course, that are making their way through the process there. And this also has to do with more universal background checks, essentially, on all firearm purchases. Also, to allow law enforcement to temporarily come and remove guns if somebody is deemed to be a risk to themselves or to others. So there's all kinds of stuff happening in Virginia, but one of the big questions that's been going on since this started with Governor Northam there is why are they seeming to, you know, push this to the brink the way that they are? So it's very interesting that they backed off the thing about the AR-15s.
Yeah, and good morning to Terry up there in Nashville. He just chimed in there in the chat room, and good morning to him. Now, the other thing is Eric mentioned in the chat room about Iran, and I was planning on talking about that with you. Obviously, the big protests going on over there. But just when you thought it couldn't get any crazier, Iran is launching a lawsuit against the United States for killing General Soleimani. Don't know exactly what they expect to get out of it, but you know a little bit more about that because of where they're going to do this at. Go ahead.
Well, part of it, it's going to start up in Iran, which is under, I guess, what is called the Islamic Penal Code.
Sharia law.
Yeah, Sharia law. Also,
you steal something, I cut your hand off.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's sort of that eye for an eye kind of thing.
No.
They're going to also file lawsuits in Iraq and at the Hague Court, which is the International Court of Justice. They're going to be filing against the military and the government of America and against Trump, according to Iran's judiciary spokesman. So this is going to be, of course, I think a lot of really for media consumption. It'll be something that they can try to rally around in the international community. But, you know, Captain, and I don't say this in a cavalier way, but it's almost like you want to say, okay, well, Iran, you do what you need to do here, because we would love to be able to catalog to the world exactly what kind of terrorist Qassem Soleimani was.
Well, we already know. I mean, anybody that's paid any attention already knows. I told you about the 150 people that he personally got credit for killing because he took a weapon and just went right down, mowed them all down along the edge of a trench a few years ago, and everybody knew about it. It was a worldwide story.
Right, exactly. So if you're looking for a war criminal or someone who is that bad, look no farther than Qassem Soleimani. And so the president, of course, was acting in his role as commander-in-chief to protect the people of the United States. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a situation yesterday in California, and I'm still trying to figure this out. I realize when an aircraft is having problems and they're dumping fuel to eliminate some of the weight, so when they come in, if they have a fire, they're not going to burn everybody on board and stand a chance of surviving. But an aircraft coming in, I believe it was from Shanghai, I believe it was a Delta jet, was flying over populated areas, including a school where kids were out in the playground and a shopping center, dumping fuel, and they dumped it directly on top of the shopping center in this school. What the heck? That never should have happened.
That's right, Captain. Yeah, this is a very disturbing story, and it's coming out of a suburb area named called Cudahy, which is just southeast of Los Angeles. I believe it was an outbound flight. It was flight 89 Delta. It was bound for Shanghai. It had to return to the airport, I believe. because it had some engine trouble. But here's the thing. They began dumping this fuel all over essentially a neighborhood with schools. There are children involved. According to the L.A. County Fire Inspector, they said that everyone is going through decon, quote unquote. Constant monitoring going on right now, he said. So this is a real big deal. Now, typically they can dump fuel at higher altitudes because it will dissipate before it hits the ground.
This plane was not even a mile up in the air.
Exactly. And this is where the FAA is investigating, because you got to look at what did the pilots not understand what they were supposed to do? Did they make a mistake? Did somebody tell them to dump the fuel? This kind of thing, because there are procedures for this. This has to take place over an unpopulated area or over the ocean.
Yeah. Now, something else yesterday, we found out that American Airlines is going to keep the Boeing MAX 8 jets grounded until at least June now. Some 20,000 flights have been canceled because of that plane.
Yeah, the June thing is, I think, the next step in this. We're going to get closer to June, and that will have a better picture of what they're really going to be able to do. The question has to do with software. Then there were some other questions that came up about this plane. I don't know that Boeing is going to be able to get this resolved anytime soon, most unfortunately. But it seems to me, Captain, if you're ticketed to be on a Boeing 737 MAX 8 as a consumer, there might be some questions, or there might be some consumers who will say, I don't want to fly on that plane.
And now, finally, if I were to say Russia, 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 what would you say? What would be your initial words?
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Okay, well, Russia, okay. The media, believe it or not, and MSNBC is relaunching the Russia stuff again about, well, the president, we don't know about what he was doing with Russia, and we need to bring up the probe, we need to bring this up again, blah, 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 blah. And they had a congressman on there yesterday that said, well, once they finish with this impeachment, they're going to go back and revisit the Russia stuff all over again, because they believe there's some collusion there, and the president was doing things with the Russians, and they're no good, and he's a Russian or whatever. You know, I mean, it was all this crap all over again.
Well, I think they're looking at the Democrat candidate field, and now that even Cory Booker's not there, they just know that, hey, we have no chance at doing any. So they're gonna, of course they're going to go back.
Well, they got Pocahontas.
They do, but they also have the Mueller report as well now. How many millions were spent on that? There was no Russian collusion. We all know that. This is trying to go back to the well. It's trying to fool people, and it's just really pathetic. Instead of having actual ideas, they're putting up the Democrat socialist and the other person who wants to cancel all debt or something like that, and not have Congress be involved in anything. And it's just crazy time.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell everybody how they can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, you'll be on again tomorrow night, and we'll be talking about God only knows what. I'm sure some of what we just talked about tonight will still be around tomorrow.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
And, by the way, there's snow in the mountains out to the east of you.
There is. That's right. Yes, very nice.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're getting ready to do the Highways and Byways report. And out there in the west again, out there in the Sierra Nevadas and the Cascades, it's still snowing, or should I say snowing again. And there's snow in the upper Midwest now in parts of North and South Dakota, Minnesota, the Twin Cities getting snow tonight. Also over in Wisconsin, also in Illinois, also across most of Iowa and southeastern Nebraska. And then we've got some really, really, really thick fog along the Gulf tonight, all the way from Jacksonville straight across to Beaumont and Houston, Texas.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Economy, the unemployment rate. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna?
gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, Smokey and the Bandit, the theme. Jerry Reed singing it there. Fred riding in the front seat up there in the clouds somewhere. And old Bandit's up there chasing, or being chased by the sheriff, Jackie Gleason and all that stuff. And, boy, was that a great, great time watching all those movies. And, of course, let's not forget about Frog either. All righty, well, here we go. It's going to be a busy night out there in the highways. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. And I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going back up to Lafayette. You are going to be in fog and rain for a long ways, friends, all the way up into St. Louis, it looks like, certainly through the rest of Arkansas and through that little part of Tennessee you're going to be going through there, and Kentucky, you are going to be in fog and rain all the way up through there, so just be careful. Now, another strong Pacific storm is bringing more additional rain and heavy mountain snow with strong winds to the west today and tomorrow. We've got winter storm warnings across a lot of California, and Donner Pass and Lake Tahoe, and all the way down along the Sierra Nevadas and the California Nevada line, all the way down into the high desert again. But anyway, here we go. Now, also in the southeast, a stalled front will continue to be the focus for additional heavy rain and flooding and dense fog in some areas through Wednesday. A weak storm will bring in a streak of fresh snow and possibly some ice Wednesday and Thursday from the northern plains to New England. It is snowing right now. We've got snow in the southeastern part of North Dakota to include Fargo, straight across to Minneapolis-St. Paul, and over into Wisconsin, the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. Then again, you've got more snow in the southwestern corner of Wisconsin, all the way over towards Chicago, the southern part of Minnesota, most of Iowa tonight along I-80, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, snow, and that snow will continue to move to the east. Now, you've got some cold temperatures up in the rest of North Dakota tonight, some freezing cold temperatures, as well as Minnesota. And then up on top of 4th of July, you've got more snow up there, just a general snow tonight. You've got some snow west of Coeur d'Alene in the mountainous areas of Washington State along the Canadian border. And over there, coming into Seattle, up there Bremerton way and whatnot, you've got a winter storm warning there for what looks like several inches, maybe as much as 8 to 10 inches of snow in that area, and possibly as much of that up on top of the mountaintops, Snoqualmie north and east. General snow to the east of I-5, coming straight down all the way to Medford, Oregon, and another system coming in offshore will bring some rain and some wind along the shoreline area. And Richard DeMarine says he's batting down the hatches because he knows he's going to get it again. Well, yeah, because you got high wind warnings in the central part of Oregon tonight, as well as up and around Reno, and east out in Nevada tonight. You've got quite a bit of rain. Also, quite a bit of rain, coming down right now in parts of Mississippi and up along the eastern part of Arkansas and in the Memphis area and scattered along the line. Now, fog, dense fog. Advisories are up all the way from Jacksonville along I-10 west, the Gulf, over to New Orleans, and then skipping on over to Beaumont and Houston, and north of Houston, coming out of Houston, going up towards Dallas. You've got some patchy fog, dense fog area there. You've got fog in the mix across the central part of Ohio, I-70, I-80, it looks like you might have some fog there where the road straightens out down there. Columbus, certainly, you got fog in the Columbus area. You've got fog over in Indiana tonight, along with some rain. And central part of Illinois, you've got fog there as well. And a lot of wind blowing around right now, southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, also West Virginia, Virginia, some winds gusting there as you've got a system that's going up the east coast that's going out to sea, but it's making it windy, as it will. And the mountains of North Carolina, mountains of Georgia, you've got wind there as well. Now, way up north in the Adirondacks, up by North Lake George, way up to the north there on the Canadian border. You've got an area of snow, maybe about 50 miles or so up along I-87 in New York State, upstate New York, and then a little bit of snow in Vermont, way up as well, just over the New York State line. So that's what it's looking like tonight in those areas. And remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, Pilots used to be one of those one-and-you're-done deals where you pull in there, you get the self-service fuel, because it was always cheap, and they didn't have much to offer in the Pilots. You go in there, you get a bag of chips, you get a hot dog to go, and soda or a cup of coffee, and that was about it. Well, now, as the situation warrants, now what you wind up with is, heck, you could go in there in a Pilot and be walking into a McDonald's, be walking into an Arby's, be walking into a Wendy's or a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen with their big menu, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, or a Taco Bell, too, and even a Dunkin' Donuts full-service breakfast, lunch, and light supper type of place in a Pilot travel center. Now, don't forget the Flying J's have still got the Denny's in them, the Huddle Houses, the Moe's Southwest Grill, and the bigger ones along near the bigger cities have probably got a second spot in there with them. Could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, maybe a Taco Bell. I've seen Dairy Queens in them as well. So there you go. So check them out. Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, I want to mention to everybody that coming up, January the 21st, Tuesday, January the 21st, we are going to have at the Manatee County Fair, the 2020 Manatee County Fair, which starts January the 16th and goes till January the 26th, we are going to have a Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, what that means is all veterans are going to be honored. There's going to be a veterans parade starting at 6 p.m. Veterans will assemble at 5:30, and the parade will start out across the street in the parking lot from the Palmetto High School and go across the street to the Manatee County Fairgrounds, and you'll go right into the Veterans Hall that's right there. And it's about maybe, I said it was about 500 or 600 feet yesterday. It's more like about 700 or 800 feet, maybe closer to 1,000 from what I was told. But anyway, that's where you'll be going. And that'll start things out at 6 o'clock, and then right after that, we're going to have a special tribute and special appearances by Daryl Worley, the Nashville recording artist of the tribute song "Have You Forgotten." He'll perform that just as he has our troops, and we'll also have Jessica Lynch. She is a former POW from the Gulf War. She's the author of a book called I Am a Soldier Too. She was awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart for what happened to her. And she's currently a supporter and promotes PTSD causes all around the country. And she travels and does that along with her book. Now, this is all being brought to you by the Palmetto Build Group, and donations are going to be accepted to benefit the food bank of Manatee while you're there. You can either donate financially, or you can bring some canned goods with you and put them in one of the barrels they'll have there for support. So there you go. And I will be there, too. I will be there up on stage at the Veterans Tribute, which is going to be Tuesday, January the 21st at the Manatee County Fair. And I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you as we can get there. Now, this is open to especially Blue Star and Gold Star families, all active military and all veterans. And if you got to get pushed in a wheelchair, something like that, come on out, because we'll push you in a wheelchair in the parade. You'll be able to come right along and be honored by all the people that will be there. It's going to be a great night. Starts at 5:30. That's when they assemble. Parade starts at 6, and the event starts no later than 7. All righty, I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.